Hello, Stuart and Jodie here at Carey Baptist Church in Moulton. Good to have you listening online. Just a health warning for those of you that aren't part of our congregation here at Carey Baptist in Moulton. It's specifically talking about house groups and encouraging people to join house groups when we start them up again after Easter. So you might find it doesn't necessarily apply to you, but it can be a challenge to you about small groups or house groups that you may be involved in with your own church community if you have connection with one. So you can use your own application. Let us pray. Lord, as we meet together online, we pray that you would speak to us, that you would speak to us through your word, that you would challenge us about how we can build community, how we can grow in discipleship of Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen. The reading is from Acts chapter 2, verses 42 to 47. Acts chapter 2, verses 42 to 47. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. Let us pray. Lord, as we reflect upon this passage and reflect on being part of small groups and house groups, we pray that you would lead us and guide us by your Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We are continuing with our series on family, a look at what it means to be part of the family of God and our responsibilities and our relationships within that family. And this week, as I've already said, we're looking at house groups. After Easter, the week beginning the 25th of April, so the week after the Easter gives a little break after Easter, we plan to start up some new house groups. We're going to set up three to begin with. One in the afternoon for those who don't like coming out in the evening. That's going to be on Wednesdays. And then two in the evenings on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. And I would ask you to consider to be part of one. It isn't compulsory. I'm not going to be a three-line whip pushing you into joining one, but I do strongly recommend that you do join one if you are able to do so. We have had some house groups in the past, but they have been in abeyance for the last 2 years, and we need a refreshment and a relaunch of our house groups, to be honest. As a diaconate, we've been discussing things in recent months, and we feel that meeting as small groups is a priority to rebuild us as a community and to help us in our growth as disciples of Jesus. Looking at our reading from Acts, we see four elements of the early church life that took place when they gathered together in homes. Those elements are teaching, fellowship, breaking of bread, and prayer. Verse 42 said, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. Teaching and mutual learning can take place best in small groups. I believe in preaching, otherwise, why would I be preaching now, or why do I get up on a Sunday morning and preach? But I don't think it's the only diet for teaching or necessarily the best diet. Discussion in small groups together and reading books are important too in our growth in discipleship. I have learnt a lot from others in discussion and through my own reading that has shaped my own theology and my own Christian discipleship. Also, the application of teaching can take place best in a smaller group. where we can ask, what difference does this make to my life? How does this challenge or change me? And look at the implications of that for our lifestyles. In smaller groups, we are held mutually accountable to each other. I'm a member of a minister's cell group, part of the Order for Baptist Ministry. As that, we have daily prayer, which is an office or a liturgy that we pray on our own every day. But we also meet up in cell groups or small groups every 4 to 6 weeks. And we're meeting online at present. It was face-to-face before the pandemic, but since then, some of our group have moved away to other parts of the country, and we still want to keep contact with them, so we meet together online. But when we meet together, we pray together, we read scripture together, and we wrestle with questions about our ministry. And we encourage and challenge each other and listen to each other and support each other. And this leads on to our second element, which is fellowship, or sharing life, or how we do our common life together. We are not a big congregation here, but it's still hard to get to know everyone. And in smaller units, we get to know each other better and more intimately. And we can share our struggles and our joys with each other. In a small group, we can get to know each other in a way we could never. On Sunday to Sunday, as we gather together for worship, and we have our tea and coffee afterwards, that's not enough space to really to get to know each other. But regular meeting together in smaller groups builds up those relationships. The third element is the breaking of bread, which refers to Holy Communion or the Lord's Supper, but refers more widely also to sharing meals. In verse 46, it says they broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts. Meals were important to Jesus. He was often at parties and eating, and that's mentioned throughout the Gospels. And it's also important for his disciples. And also meals for us as a church family are important. Next Sunday, we're having a meal after our parade service, Spuds and Puds is probably a better pronunciation of it. Try and say that properly after each other. But it's good to gather together for a meal together. We've not done that for a while, for a couple of years really. So it's good to start doing those things again. And we have a meal together on Monday, Thursday. Or we think of previous meals together, like the Burns suppers or the bring and share meals or the different meals that we've had together. And these things are important because food binds us together as a community when we share life together. And the fourth and last element is prayer. It is easier to share our needs for prayer in a smaller group than it is on a Sunday. We can pray for each other and for our witness as Christian disciples. We can pray for the people's lives that we touch, for our family and friends and neighbours. We can pray for them that they can come to know God's love for themselves as we seek to introduce them to Jesus and what he means in our lives. In these situations, we can really think about where our life intersects with others and how we can pray into those situations. So looking at house groups, please do consider becoming part of one of our house groups. And you can sign up to join one of our groups, or at least have a go. I think this will help us to rebuild our church community after the ravages of the pandemic in the last couple of years. We do need to gather together more to break our sense of apathy and being closed in on ourselves and being reluctant to sort of reach out and to do new things. And joining a house group is a good place to start. Let's pray. Lord, help us to find groups in which we feel safe, in which we can grow in our knowledge and love of you, whether it's house groups here in Cary, in Moulton, or wherever we are, people we can share our lives with and who help us to encourage and grow in the life of discipleship. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'll close now with a blessing. May the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors. Thank you for joining with us. We'll see you again sometime soon. Go well and God bless.